We're doing the Avat Chesed, the Chafetz Chaim's work on the laws of doing kindness between us and our fellow men. And the Chafetz Chaim had been discussing the mitzvah of paying wages on time. And we were in the middle of quoting from a Zohar, that the Zohar said that people who do not pay wages on time don't know that they're risking their own life. That when the verse says pay him before the sun set, what the verse means is pay him before you cause your own sun to set. That's an allusion to the fact that a person who doesn't pay wages on time is endangering his life in heaven. The Zohar continues and says, Lo talin pulat sachir, the verse says, don't leave the wages you owe a worker overnight by you. Says the Zohar, Tachazi, come and see. Man denatel agra demiskena. If someone takes the wages of the poor, it's as though he took the life of the person and the life of his family members.
Aramaic.
Yeah, the Tsar is an Aramaic, yeah. Who was al nafshayu? He belittled their lives because he didn't think it was so important to take care of them and give them their wages. God says, I'll minimalize that person's life. And God says, I'll minimize his life from that world, from this world. For all the foolishness that a person said that day, all them come up and stand before God. Afterwards, his soul goes up, and the souls of his family members, and they stand with the things that he himself said, and so. And then, even if initially it was declared he'd have so much good, they all get uprooted, they all remove him. They are all removed from him. So, I don't know if the Tsar is referring to the things, I think it means all the breaths he breathed that day. Every breath goes up and God says, okay, those breaths are going to come and catch up with you. There's another understanding here, but I'm not sure. I don't know Zohar. So I'm just reading and translating. Beyond that, I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine. The law odela dinasha delay lo salka leila. Not only that, but the person who delays wages, his soul doesn't go up. And that's what Rabbi Abba taught. God save us from their shame. God save us from that sin, the sin of delaying wages, and from its shame. And our sages explained, Afilu ashiru, even if the worker is wealthy, ve'ilavu noset nafsho, the verse says, but he's risked his life for those wages, daika afilu mikol bal nashnami. That Torah is teaching us, any person who works for you, don't say, well, I know he drives a fancy car, I know he's a painter, but he's fine, he doesn't need the wages, I'll pay him a day later. No. The Torah says, don't delay anyone's wages, and certainly the poor. And that's what Rav Amnuna used to do. When he'd hire that person for a day's work, so then when the hired worker would leave the work, havayav le'agrei, he'd pay his wages. Ve'amar le, and he'd tell the worker, tul nafshach dafketa bidi, tul nafshach dafket bidi tul pikdonah, take your life that you entrusted to me, take what you entrusted that I should watch over. And the worker obviously would ask, what are you talking about? So he'd say, the Torah says, you risk your life, you put your day's work in for my job, and therefore you want wages, and I need to save my life, I got to give you the wages on time. And even if the worker would say, you hold on to it, don't pay me today, it's okay. I don't want to accept my wages. Rav Amnuna wouldn't agree. I wouldn't hold on to your body. If you wanted to tell me, watch over my body, I'm going to leave myself by you, you be responsible for me, I wouldn't. Certainly when it comes to your soul. You want to leave to your soul? No. You put your life into today's work. And God says when a worker works for you for the day, it's as though he's invested his life for you today. And pay him for it, because otherwise you're risking your own life. Well, you invested your life for me today. You took a day of your life, you invested it for me today. I'm not accepting responsibility for that. I'm paying you for it. The only one who could take someone's life is God. You invested your life for me, let me pay you for it. Don't let me hold on to your wages. So, now this is an attitude which I think is very important. I was speaking to a boss of a company last week, Friday. And he told me, he said, you know, most people, when they have a worker, they say, he's my worker, he's got to do what I tell him, and that's it, that's what he's hired for. I pay him for the time, he'll do what he wants. My attitude, he always told me, he told me this was always his attitude, and I think that's one of the concepts we learn from here. The Torah says, ve'elavu noset nafsho, he's invested his life for you. I always say, when you deal with a worker, you're dealing with dinei nefashot. It's just like you're dealing with someone's life. The job he's doing, it's for his livelihood, it's his life. It's not just an issue of I've hired you, now you're my worker, you do what I tell you. No, you have to remember that the guy's investing his life, he's investing his time and his life and his hopes in what he's doing with you, and that's the attitude a boss has to take. So when Rav Amnuna told the worker, I'm paying you, and the worker would say, no, don't bother, he'd say, what do you mean don't bother? You've invested your life, I have no right to your life. The only one who controls your life is God. If you've worked for me for money, I have to pay the money. I'm not willing to hold on to it another day. And this sums up the point that the Chafetz Chaim made, that people cannot take this mitzvah lightly. We have a mitzvah to pay a worker on time. We'll learn the details as we go on. And like every mitzvah, we have to take it seriously. And this mitzvah, the Chafetz Chaim, is giving us a little bit of spiritual background as to the dangers of one who does not take it seriously. Oh,